On Thursday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that the Justice Department would no longer avoid enforcing federal marijuana laws in states where it's been legalized for medical or recreational purposes. Jeff Sessions here is reversing an Obama administration decision from 2013 that backed federal prosecutors off as many states relaxed their marijuana laws. A handful of states and the District of Columbia have now legalized recreational marijuana. Colorado was first, and Jeff Sessions' reversal got a swift and angry response from conservative Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner.
I understand Jeff Sessions, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' opposition to marijuana, of legalization of marijuana. I opposed the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, but this is about a decision by the state of Colorado, and we were told that states' rights would be protected.
Well, other states like Massachusetts and Maine are set to legalize marijuana for recreational use later this year. And California became the sixth state to legalize marijuana just this week. Pat Jalen is a Democratic Massachusetts state senator for the 2nd Middlesex District. That includes Cambridge and Somerville, Medford, and Winchester, Massachusetts. She's also chairperson of the Joint Committee on Marijuana Policy. Senator, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Massachusetts is set to legalize marijuana, begin sales in stores on July 1st. How does Jeff Sessions' announcement change things for you?
Well, I just think it sets a lot of uncertainty. People who are investing millions of dollars in a new industry, even people who are investing in the medical marijuana industry, have to be concerned. Investors, bankers, entrepreneurs, workers, they're all worried, obviously also people who have been hoping to obtain a legal supply.
Does this change anything in terms of law enforcement? Is that clear yet? Would you expect federal agents to ramp up enforcement of federal laws in Massachusetts? Do you have any sense of what they'll do?
It's awfully hard to tell. The new U.S. attorney in Massachusetts doesn't give that signal, but the memo from Jeff Sessions says that he expects people to follow the priorities of the Attorney General. And we don't know why he would have done this memo if he didn't have an intention of reversing Cole and having federal law enforcement moving into our communities.
Now, you're referring to the Cole memo, which was the memo from the Obama administration that backed these prosecutors off at the federal level. Well, Senator, I mean, shops are set to open across the state on July 1st. As you mentioned, people are applying for permits and investing money and starting businesses. You're describing a situation where there's now a great deal of complication and uncertainty.
And there are existing businesses selling medical marijuana, growing it, testing it. There's a lot of investment already. And it's not clear from the memo or from the briefing that his staff did after it was released, saying that they would avoid interfering in medical marijuana. So that's also a concern.
Is Massachusetts going to do anything to try to push back on the Attorney General here?
Well, it's not clear, except to express our disapproval, what we could do. I think it's up to Congress. Congress has already, in its annual budget, passed the Rohrabacher Amendment, which says that they shouldn't intervene in states with medical marijuana. I think this is an opportunity for Congress to step up, for the Republicans to defend the states that have adopted this program through both their legislation and their popular vote.
Well, for now, Senator, Massachusetts is in a deep freeze and under a lot of snow because it's January, but the thaw will come. July will come. It'll be summertime. Do you think that all of those stores across Massachusetts on July 1st are going to open as scheduled?
Well, we don't know how many that will get permits. We don't know how many will get financing. It will certainly put a chill on it. But I think the important thing to remember is this is actually a question for how you stop dangerous drugs. One important goal of legalization is to say that people who are using marijuana, and there are millions of them, should have an opportunity to buy from a legal and safe and taxed and regulated source. And so we have lots of provisions in our law to make sure that the product is safe, that it has no adulterants like fentanyl, which you can get on the black market, and that people are getting it from a source that is not trying to move them on to other more dangerous drugs.
Senator Pat Jalen, chairperson of the Joint Committee on Marijuana Policy in the Massachusetts Legislature. Senator, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And we've been hearing from a lot of you weighing in from states that have already legalized marijuana.
Hi, this is Michael Petamonte from Gaston, Oregon. Going after marijuana is a waste of time and money. The effects of alcohol is much more damaging to one's health and much less the cost to society. Health issues galore, liver disease, diabetes, mental health degradation, not to mention the drunk driving issue.
This is Liz from Bend, Oregon. I only see this as a beneficial thing. We've got lots of people employed because of it, lots of business opportunity, lots of great tax revenue. I think Jeff Sessions is overstepping his boundaries. I believe that if alcohol is legal, then marijuana should also be legal.
Karen Olson, Vancouver, Washington. I work in banking in Washington State. The risk of sanctions from bank regulators for having any dealings with marijuana businesses doesn't just affect the business owners. Their employees, vendors, and landlords are all also facing restricted access to banking services when the source of their income is identified.
This is Dee Dee from San Francisco. I am from California, and recreational marijuana was just legalized here on the 1st of January. When it was illegal, it was still available if you knew where to go. Since, like the prohibition of alcohol, it was impossible to enforce, I do prefer the legalization and control of it. And I'm appalled that Sessions would take steps to prevent it from being so and push it back onto the street corners and back alleys.
Well, you can hear it there. We got nothing but opposition to Attorney General Jeff Sessions there. That's until David got on the phone.
David Matthews from Englewood, New Jersey. I am totally against this whole idea of legalizing marijuana. It is not good for young people. You all ought to be ashamed of yourselves for attacking Jeff Sessions for doing nothing but enforcing the law.
We want to keep hearing from you, pro or con. Give us a call, 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always tweet us at The Takeaway.